you pretty ladies waving from the dock. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. And if we do return to you, we'll make your cradles rock. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all on the way.
It's been a couple of years since I've been to Newfoundland. Feeling the need to return when you hear a little bit of that music, which is from the musical Come From Away, which is returning to Ottawa, to the NAC. You can check it out if you have not already. You need to. December 27th to January 8th is when this beautiful piece of theater will be at the National Arts Centre. We're thrilled now to be joined on the line by one of the actors in that cast. James Call is here, who plays Nick in Come From Away. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Patricia. It was fun to hear that.
You've played this role for a while, right? A few different incarnations?
Yes, I have. I was in the original Toronto company, so we were into our third year when, unfortunately, we were shut down due to, you know, unforeseen circumstances. But then was asked to join the U.S.-Canadian tour, which is where I am currently sitting, happily on stage with a wonderful cast.
So where are you actually physically today?
Right now I'm in Rochester, New York.
Ah, lovely Rochester. Yes.
Yeah, it is. We opened last night here, and from here we go to Buffalo, and then Hartford, and then on to Ottawa for 2 weeks. I cannot wait.
Okay, so I have no idea how you even keep track of your schedule or day to day, but let me ask you this. Do you know if you were in the production that came here in 2019, that played at the NAC in September of 2019?
I was not in that production.
You were not.
No, I was doing the Toronto cast.
You were doing the Toronto cast
at the time.
Because
yeah.
I met some of the cast. They had an opening night, and they had a get together at the Whalesbone here on Elgin in Ottawa. Lovely cast for that show. And then I looked at my Instagram and realized that I follow you on Instagram, and I'm trying to think why. And I thought, did I actually meet James at Whale? And of course, if you had met me, you would remember right away. That would be top of mind. But no, okay.
No,
so
I
must follow you for because you're just very entertaining on Instagram. That must be
because of the dogs, right?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. And you have pictures of Newfoundland on Instagram. Do you have connections to Newfoundland yourself?
I do. Well, I have good friends there. We've been there. The show, the Toronto cast went there twice now and performed the concert version of the show. First, back in 2019, we went to St. John's, and then we were recently there. We were just there in September, and it was fantastic because we went to Gander. We did the show in the ice rink.
Yes.
On the stage in the ice rink, and then we went to St. John's and performed there, in their hockey arena, and it was phenomenal. It was like these huge crowds in these hockey arenas singing along and stomping along to this incredible Canadian Newfoundland story. It makes me so proud.
This feels like a full circle moment for me. So on this show, I spoke with the mayor of Gander in September, I guess, or maybe it was early October, because there was a hockey game between the Ottawa Senators and the Montreal Canadiens that was happening in this rink. And we were talking to him about some of the excitement about the fact they were going to get to see NHL hockey out there. And then he mentioned that it was happening in the same rink where Come From Away had been performing a couple of weeks before, and talked about the reception to that. And then I said, well, were you actually there when this happened back in on 9/11? And he was actually the deputy mayor of Gander at the time. So then we started talking about the musical and how emotional it is, and having lived through it, and the wonderful people there in Gander. And it was just lovely. I imagine for you, portraying one of the passengers on one of those planes that touched down in Gander on that day, that going to that spot must have been incredibly emotional.
It really was. The first time we went there, especially because we landed at night, and we're on a bus driving into Gander, I can imagine that's what the people were experiencing. I mean, they were on these buses in this darkness going to God knows where. They didn't know where they were. Many of them never heard of Newfoundland. And it was pretty amazing. And then to be in all the spots that we mention and talk about in the show, it brought it all home and was very emotional. And I've I've become really, really good friends with the real Nick and Diane, my character, the British oil executive who fell in love during that horrible time. And they are happily married. They've been married since 2002. They live in Texas. And so everything we talk about in the show is true.
A real love story.
It's funny because they did not want to, they didn't want to share their story as part of this musical because they felt bad that they had such a good time during this horrible period in history. But the creators were like, please, please, we need some positive stories too to come out of this.
So, yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty special.
It's such a unique musical. The first time I saw it, it affected me far more than I thought it might. And for a couple of reasons, but let me ask you, where were you in 2001? Where were you on 9/11 yourself?
Of course, I will never forget it. I was getting ready to go. I was in Toronto, and I was filming a television movie. So I was getting ready to go to set, and then the news came on, and I was watching it. And then I called my mother because I'm a dual citizen, and a lot of my family lives in the U.S. And my sister, my youngest sister, was working in New York City at the time, down not far from the Trade Center. So I called my mom on the phone back in Ohio, and I said, are you seeing this? And we were watching, as many people were, when the second plane hit, and both of us panicking and wondering where my sister was, and I was panicking, and I had to get in the car, I had to go to set, and that's the last thing I wanted to do. And the whole day I was just in a ball of tears watching everything unfold and trying to shoot this television movie. I'll never forget it. So I look at, when I see that film on occasion, I look at my face and what was going on that day.
One of the scariest days that a lot of us have ever lived through. Everyone worried about someone and what the impact might be and what might follow.
Easily back then, right? We couldn't get in touch as quickly and as easily. It doesn't seem that long ago, but it was.
But it was. And then so this other part of the story, what was happening in Gander as planes were being diverted and the airspace was being shut down and all of these planes were landing and this small little place was tasked with looking after the people on those planes and the animals on the planes, which is mentioned in the show. Was it that you sort of learned about that side of the story? Was that back at the time, or did you come to it more through this musical?
I came to it through how this musical started was because of a documentary Tom Brokaw did during the Vancouver Olympics, because he had heard the story and he knew many Americans wouldn't know it or would have even heard of Gander or Newfoundland. And, it's because of that documentary that I saw during the Olympics. I was like, oh my God, this story is amazing. What these Canadians did, opening their homes and their wallets and their hearts to these strangers from all over the world, it was really moving. So then I started doing some research and I found out that there was this musical being created and, you know, lo and behold, many years later, I'm a part of it, because I saw the first company in Toronto and was a sobbing mess. I didn't realize, like you said, how it would affect me. But and then I thought, I'd love to be a part of this someday. And less than 4 months later, I was cast in it. So I'm very thankful. It's a good way. I'm sort of nearing the end of my career, and I think what a way to end with such an incredibly important piece of theater. A necessary piece of theater.
Yeah. It's just a different experience. I would still love to see it in New York. I've never done that. But when you feel connected to some of those places, it is not on in New York any longer.
No, unfortunately.
Well, maybe one day.
And
so Newfoundland kind of became a second home to me a little bit late when my older daughter went to school out there. And Canadian through and through, had never been to Newfoundland. And then went out there and just discovered what a lovely place it was, and it's a place that we've gone back to many times since.
It is pretty glorious.
So,
yeah.
But
I highly recommend it.
If you don't know anything about it, you'll learn a little bit in this musical. But there's just something about it. The way it's done is a little bit different in terms of a musical. It's not a typical musical. The sets are very sort of sparse, and you meet this different group of characters, some from there, some of the passengers from different spots, and the way the storylines are interwoven and how it is so emotional, and yet there's those really, really funny moments. The whole thing is just done so well, and you just kind of feel raw and kind of ready to cry or laugh throughout the entire thing. It's like a feeling that I don't think I've ever had before as I sat in the theater.
Yeah, I agree. I felt the same way as an audience member. And I think it's so well constructed. Our director, Christopher Ashley, deservedly won the Tony Award and the Olivier and a bunch of other awards, the Dora Award in Toronto, because his construct was that it was going to be this lightning pace, and there was a nonstop. He didn't want things to stop for applause. He just wanted it to go, because that's what everybody was experiencing during those 5 days. So he wanted the audience to sort of be swept into that, like, I can barely take a breath kind of a feeling, you know, what everyone was, the pressure everyone was under. But thankfully they do allow some humor and the screech in. So there is some applause.
Yeah, I had to do the screech in, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it you love most about the character of Nick and playing, not so much playing a character, but portraying a real life person?
God, what do I love the most? His openness, his wonderment, and his making the best out of a bad situation. And one of my favorite lines to deliver in the show is when Nick and Diane are at Dover Fault, which is an incredible scenic area near Gander, and my character says, "I don't want to leave." Because he realizes that he's found something finally in his busy, crazy, lonely life. He has stopped and discovered that there are many more important things than just being on that treadmill. And he took a breath and he made the most out of a horrible moment. And his life changed. And I love that. I love that.
That day. And this musical, I think, have that effect. They make us pause and they make us think about what is important and connection.
Yeah,
and
so much good has come out of this show. Even just in our Toronto production, we started the Come From Kindness movement and raised in our 3 years close to $1 million for charities all over Canada and some in the U.S. And we just, because we wanted to pay it back, we wanted to walk the walk, if you will. And that's still going on. That's still going on. So
love to hear that. And there's just some really neat people that you get to know. Like, it's such an interesting mix. So there's the gay couple as well that you're friends with. Mm-hmm. They're so great on stage. And there's this pilot who was she the first female commercial airline pilot who happened to be stopped there as well, or one of the first?
She was the first for American Airlines, and she was the only out of the 38 planes. There were 37 male pilots and her, Beverly Bass. So yeah, that was pretty amazing. We've gotten to know all of the real people that we play, and it's fascinating to hear their stories and to be able to share them with Canada and the world. So yeah,
I love that. Well, I mean, I'm a fan of musicals anyway. I love the theater. Even if you're not, if you never go to the theater, I would highly suggest out there for anyone listening, if you have not seen this performed, that you don't want to miss your opportunity to see it at the NAC right after Christmas. Wonderful time to take the family, maybe the kids, and just prepare to enjoy the moment and let that emotion wash over you, and the music and all of it. Lovely. Look forward to it.
And it'll make you so darn proud to be Canadian.
Yeah. Well, there's that. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
It's the theater.
Yeah.
There's good and bad in all of us, but let's celebrate the good for just a little
bit. I know. Yes.
James, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure talking to you, and good luck with the rest of your run in Rochester. And we look forward to seeing you on stage up here very soon.
And I have been following you for years. I have a lot of family in the Ottawa area, so I've been seeing you on television and hearing you on radio for years. So it's a pleasure to speak with you. So,
oh, James, that's lovely. Thank you so much. Appreciate
All
it.
Right.
Best of luck to you.
See you. Bye.
That is James Call, who portrays Nick in Come From Away. Once again, it's at the NAC from December 27th to January 8th. This is Ottawa at Work. I'm Patricia Bowl.